I. The diphthong sound I is heard in the word fine. You might think of the word I'll for a spelling approximation of this diphthong's transcription. As the sound is formed, the tongue and jaw possibly rises to make the second part of the diphthong. Many people mistake this second sound for E when beginning their exploration of phonetics. Though there are regional variations of English where people do go that far, for most of us, this error occurs when we exaggerate our own pronunciation in an attempt to be clear as we struggle to hear the two sounds of the diphthong. You may notice that there is a difference between the way we say this diphthong when it is followed by a voiced consonant as opposed to the way it is spoken before a voiceless consonant. Compare hide with height. The former is very much the sound described here, I, while the latter, height, in many parts of North America, at least, and much of Canada especially, tends to be raised and centralized somewhat, so it sounds more like a or I. Spellings: I, either, I, alibi, die, guy, cry, die.